filling in the gaps is the term used as cars slowly make their way through the parking lot of Mount Olive Baptist Church on East Delavan Avenue on Buffalo's east side. As they pull up one by one, their trunk is opened and a box containing perishable and non-perishable foods is put inside. This is part of a food drive orchestrated by Feed More Western New York, the NAACP, and State Senator Tim Kennedy's office. Mount Olive sits in the heart of the 14215 zip code, a place hard hit by both COVID cases and poverty. With many people furloughed from their jobs and awaiting unemployment money, Buffalo Branch NAACP President Mark Blue says the uncertainty of where the next meal will come from causes a lot of stress.
It's very crucial because of lack of unemployment, them getting their benefits. We're trying to fulfill a need that every family has, and that is food.
Later this month, Feed More and the NAACP will have a similar food drive at the Botanical Gardens in Lackawanna. As cars snaked around the block from East Delavan Avenue to Grider Street, causing a minor traffic jam, volunteers, including local leadership, were packing boxes into cars as fast as possible.
When the going gets tough, we step up, and we've done that. We have met this challenge head on as a community.
That's Senator Tim Kennedy talking about how well Western New York comes together to help the less fortunate.
This is really the best of what Buffalo and Western New York is all about.
As the host of the food drive and center point of the neighborhoods in the 14215 zip code, Mount Olive Baptist Church Reverend Dwayne Gillison says that while the food drive is a blessing to many, it puts into focus the stark realities of living here.
14215 is a food desert. And there's not grocery stores in the area, and so they're giving away fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. And access to food is amazing, and you see how many people are taking advantage of it.
Gillison says having a supermarket in the neighborhood would, quote, be a blessing for the community. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.